want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room. Hey there, and welcome to this week's podcast, A Year's Wages, pouring out my devotion to a king. Can you imagine if you watched a news report on the TV at night about a woman who owned a bottle of perfume that was worth a year's wages? Then she decided to take that expensive bottle of perfume, walk right into someone's house, find a man, bow down in front of him, open that bottle of expensive perfume, pour it out all over the man's feet, then wipe his feet with her hair. What would be the first thought that came to your mind? I think most of us would think the act was foolishness, wondering why on earth a woman would do such a thing. But some of us would want to know what made this man that she found so special and why the woman was so smitten by him. Because to willingly pour out a year's wages on someone else's feet, well, that's not just love. That's next level passionate devotion. In Matthew chapter 26, there is a woman who did exactly what I've just described. It says, a woman came into the house, holding an alabaster flask filled with fragrant and expensive oil. She walked right up to Jesus, and in a lavish gesture of devotion, she poured out the costly oil, and it cascaded over her head as he was at the table. So I can imagine the look of horror on each of the disciples' faces as they all watched on, disapproving of this woman's behaviour that caused them to vocalise their disgust in hidden whispers and raised eyebrows between each one of them. What did she think she was doing? This ridiculous act of wasting a year's wages over Jesus was not right. What a total waste, they grumbled in verse 8. We could have sold it for a great deal of money and given it to the poor. It's been almost 12 months since leaving my day job so I could concentrate on the calling that has been on my life since the age of 15. And at times I've felt just like that woman when the inevitable question comes up in conversations. So, what do you do for work? And I tell them, as well as I can, that God has made a way for me to leave my full-time paid job last year, during a pandemic, mind you, so I could go to the full-time unpaid job at the moment of writing. And I can feel them squirm slightly as I watch them struggle to process this piece of information that I've just given to them. And as they wrestle with the unspoken words of their disapproving and judgmental thoughts, keeping them locked in their mouth rather than actually saying them out loud, I know what they're thinking. They're thinking, that's ridiculous. What a total waste. You know, being brave and stepping into your calling isn't always easy. It's a hustle. And there will be uncomfortable moments and times of uncertainty as you press into what God has placed in the core of your soul. Believe me when I tell you, it has taken years for me to get to this point. You know, our family was poor for many years, and I have worked many jobs that were nothing to do with my calling, just so my family could eat. But over that time, I have been diligent. I have found a new passion for Jesus, and I have kept faithful in the little things. And he has always provided for me and my family, regardless of our circumstances. And as I reread the story of this woman who poured out a year's wages to anoint Jesus, I really felt God say in my spirit, you have sacrificed a year's wages for me too. So don't worry if you've done something that people do not approve of. Jesus hears those demeaning, belittled, disapproving whispers from the people who talk about you behind your back. And he reminds us in this story in Matthew chapter 26 that this kind of devotion, this pouring out of something that's really expensive onto his feet is a beautiful act of kindness. And if, like me, you have bravely stepped into what God has called you to do, then keep going, my friend. My year's wages of sacrifice, my fragrant oil poured over Jesus' head and over his feet, have opened up opportunities that may have been missed if I'd have ignored God's prompts to leave my day job. Now, I'm not saying to be stupid and just quit your job right now and live on a hope and a prayer. I can only do what I'm doing because God has made a way for me. And it was all in the timing. And it was many, many hours of prayer, communion taking. I take communion every day. And I seek God's will. I sought God's will for my life. And I asked him to help me in my calling, what he's put in my heart. I kept praying and praying and praying and just kept being diligent in the jobs that were not my calling. And he finally helped me to get to where I am now, to step into my calling. And things over the past 12 months have happened and opportunities have opened in my writing endeavours. However, it's been a really slow process and sometimes really, really frustrating. But God honours our devotion. He does not honour our stupidity. And there is no glory offered to him if we make unwise choices when it comes to our calling. I struggled to trust God to provide for my family on the one wage that was my husband's when I first left my job. But now I willingly take my fragrant and expensive oil to the house where Jesus stays and pour out my year's wages over his head as a lavish gesture of devotion. So my encouragement to you, dear friend, this week is to remember that if we are faithful in the little things, God will pave the way for greater responsibilities. That's in Luke 16, verse 10. And when people think that pouring out a sacrifice of a year's wages over Jesus is a total waste, then they haven't understood that they are in the presence of a king who willingly poured out himself for our salvation first. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.